This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sabrina Marie Soto. Date of birth, February the 14th, 1977. Case ID number is 596-2890. Date of exam, August the 10th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Yes, medical records from Dr. Fano, dated 4/13/2022, and a surgical note dated 6/19/2023, and medical notes from McAllen Medical Center dated 9/15/2021. Identifying information, this is a 46-year-old single female with three daughters and one adopted cousin that she raised, who presented to my office for a disability examination to evaluate history of left cerebral vascular accident with right hemiparesis, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2005, where she worked part-time in retail and restaurants. The last restaurant she worked at was at Jason's Deli. She states that she mostly had seasonal jobs and part-time jobs where she would work 6 hours per day, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with the children and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, left cerebral vascular accident with right hemiparesis. Number two, hypertension. Number three, diabetes mellitus. History of present allegation. Number one, left cerebral vascular accident with right hemiparesis. The claimant states that on September the 15th, 2021, she presented herself to the emergency room and was transferred to McAllen Medical Center, where she was hospitalized for 5 days for having a left cerebral vascular accident with right hemiparesis. The claimant presented with dysarthria, right facial drooping, and right-sided hemiparesis, decreased balance, and double vision. The claimant had difficulty speaking, but she states that her mental status was normal. She denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. Her residual symptoms include right hemiparesis, decreased balance, occasional double vision, normal speech, and normal mental status at this time. She denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 25 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, and walk with the walker. She did not present with a walker and was able to ambulate without it. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is unable to write at this time with her right hand. She does drink coffee with the left hand. She is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet and has difficulty using a broom. She is unable to button her clothes and can lift approximately 2 pounds with the left hand and also the right at this time. She is receiving physical therapy, which she states she has just started. She is presently on no medications for her stroke. She was diagnosed with left thalamic basal ganglion hemorrhagic cerebral vascular accident with right hemiparesis and right-sided facial drooling with double vision, which has somewhat resolved. The CT scan revealed a 3.3 by 1.5 by 1.5 centimeter left basal thalamic left ganglionic hemorrhage with local mass effect. Allegations number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2003, she was diagnosed with hypertension and was only having symptoms of blurred vision. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or headaches. She also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, but did have a cerebral vascular accident on September 15, 2021, where she had a left thalamic basal ganglion hemorrhagic stroke with right-sided hemiparesis / plasia. The claimant denies any nephropathy at this time. Her blood pressure at this visit was 139/88 mmHg. She is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams QD. And amlodipine bisalate 10 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2021, she was having symptoms of nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She also denies any polyuria or polyphagia. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular accidents, or cardiovascular disease. She does suffer from diabetic neuropathy and has right-sided hemiparesis from the stroke. She checks her blood glucose once per day and states it usually comes out between 50 to 220 milligrams / DL. Her blood glucose level today was 120 milligrams / DL. She is presently taking Trulicity, 0.75 milligrams per 0.5 milliliters QD, Jardiance 10 milligrams QD, and Metformin hydrochloride 850 milligrams BID. The claimant does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but states that she has been fairly well controlled. She was diagnosed with non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 25 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, but unable to squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is unable to write with the right hand, can drink coffee with the left hand, but is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. She is able to lift 2 pounds with the right hand at this time, and more with the left hand. The claimant does have a walker that she did not bring to the office visit. Her physician is Dr. Benjamin Fado. She is presently taking no medications for pain and states that she does minimal physical activity, but occasional walking and home exercises. Her other daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store and doing the laundry. She does not sleep during the day or watch TV and does very minimal cooking. Family history: her mother died at the age of 62 from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and COVID-19. Her father died at the age of 34 from a myocardial infarction and hypertension. Medications: Trulicity 0.75 milligrams / 0.5 milliliters QD, amlodipine bisalate 10 milligrams QD, Jardiance 10 milligrams QD, terbinafine hydrochloride 250 milligrams, 1 tablet QD, atorvastatin calcium 40 milligrams QD, Lisinopril 10 milligrams BID, Metformin 850 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma. Left basal thalamic hemorrhagic stroke with local mass effect with right hemoparesis and double vision, comma. Non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma. Hyperlipidemia, comma. Major surgery, C-section times 3. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states she did use marijuana as a teenager, but has not never used cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 161 pounds, height 5 feet 1 inch, BP 139 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 91 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 30.5. General. This is a ...46-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress and is in mild acute distress, secondary to not being able to move around easily. She appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were mildly abnormal. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was fairly normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situations. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2 plus on the left side and plus 3 on the right, as well as reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes being plus 2 on the left side and plus 3 on the right. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves 2 through 12 were normal except for mild right facial numbness. The claimant does have good muscle strength and appears to have resolved her right facial drooping. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat antalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was abnormal. And finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was mildly abnormal, but the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some muscle spasms, but no tenderness of the right upper and lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings of the left upper and lower extremities, with decreased range of motion, motor and sensory findings of the right upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position, it was 60 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper and lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of the right knee, but normal for the left. The claimant was able to squat, but with difficulty, and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, although she does have an ontalgic limp and has trouble with her right lower extremity. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She does require an assisted device, but did not bring one at this time and had some mild difficulty ambulating. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right side and plus 5 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact, except for some mild right facial numbness. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 3 for the right upper and lower extremity and plus 2 for the left upper and lower extremity. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the right upper and lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms of the right upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 3 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremity and plus 5 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right hand and normal for the left. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right upper and lower extremity, secondary to a left cerebral vascular accident. She is unable to heel, toe, and walk normally at this time. There is abnormal grip strength for the right-handed, plus 3 over 5, and for the left, it was normal at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right upper extremity, but normal for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue for the right upper extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses, and does have occasionally some mild double vision, which appears to be resolving. She is able to communicate very well without limitations at this time, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a right upper and lower hemiparesis, secondary to a left cerebral vascular accident. Probable diagnoses. Number one, left cerebral vascular accident, hemorrhagic, with mild right upper and lower hemiparesis. The claimant is stable at this time, but does have some mild weakness of the right upper and lower extremity. Her symptoms appear to be getting a little better, but she is unable to use her right hand at this time. Number two, hypertension being treated, appears to be fairly well controlled at 139 over 88 mmHg. Number three, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. Last fasting blood glucose level was 120. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sabrina Marie Soto.